This week on the Munchkin Minute, prepare to fire the Shakespearean cannon. Hi, everyone. It's Stephen Schleicher. And this week on the Munchkin Minute, I thought we could talk about three things. The first is the Steve Jackson Games Kickstarter that is currently going on over at Kickstarter. It's the Munchkin Shakespeare Edition, a Shakespeare-themed version of Munchkin, the hit card game of monster slaying, punnery, and backstabbing. Et tu, Brute? So this launched, about 20 days ago. You probably already know about it, but Steve Jackson Games was looking to raise $30,000, and with 10 days to go on the campaign, they've already raised $191,000, and I bet that they go over the $200,000 mark in the next 10 days. I find it interesting because Munchkin is a game that is kind of a sure seller, right? I mean, anytime that there's a new expansion or new edition that comes out, people are pretty quick to pick it up. But the question comes, why would Steve Jackson Games need to go to Kickstarter? The company kind of explained it at the beginning of the month on its Daily Illuminator page. And if you haven't checked that out, I would certainly do it if you want to follow everything that Steve Jackson Games is doing. Back in 2015 on a Joko cruise, they had a session called Help Us Write a Munchkin Expansion. And so over the course of that group session, they came up with a bunch of Shakespearean themed cards that would be perfect for a set. And the company decided that since this was a game that was kind of crowdsourced for the cards and everything, that they would go ahead and turn this into a crowdsourced game. Now, that's what Steve Jackson Games has said. If you listen to other people, some people have different theories on why this has come out this way. But I guess the bottom line for me is, if you are a Munchkin fan, you probably want to jump on this. And certainly if you're a passing Shakespeare fan and all the Shakespeare puns that are going into this, you probably want to sign up for this as quickly as you can. At the $20 level, you get a copy of Munchkin Shakespeare when it's released, which they are saying in September of 2017. I hope they can make their goal. If you hit the $35 pledge, which is a pretty good deal, you get the Munchkin Shakespeare plus the Kickstarter exclusive expansion, which has more cards, double-sized dungeon cards, and a whole bunch of other stuff in there. So if you want to find out more about Munchkin Shakespeare, I would head over to Kickstarter and do a search for Steve Jackson Games, and you will find Munchkin Shakespeare fairly easily. The second thing that I want to talk about this week actually ties into the third thing that I want to talk about this week, but it is an email that I received from one of our fine listeners who had gone into the archives, the podcast archives over in iTunes, and said, "Hey man, there's a lot of your shows missing, and I didn't know if you were aware of this or not." I probably ought to reiterate this again. If you're seeing jumps in the numbering in the audio feed, the Munchkin audio feed, more than likely it is because there's a video episode that has been released over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo. There you can find all of the video versions of Munchkin that we have been playing, including Cthulhu Wars. We've done a Legendary game. We are about to start on, well, we've been doing Pandemic all this year. And so if you're seeing those gaps, and if you're wondering why there hasn't been an audio release in a while, except for last week's Moops Monsters mashup, it's because we have those video episodes over there at youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo. So you should probably go check it out because it's a lot of fun and there's a lot of good stuff over there for you. And if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll be notified when new videos go up. So that brings us to the next follow-up question is, why aren't the video episodes part of the iTunes feed? Well, these video files are incredibly large in the version that we release, to the tune of gigabytes. And number one, you don't want to download gigabytes worth of data. I mean, it's about as large as an HD movie that you would download, maybe larger. And number two, our storage space wouldn't allow us to put gigabytes of data on there for a monthly plan. So it's on our YouTube channel. So that's where you need to go for those episodes. Of course, you can find links to all of this stuff at majorspoilers.com. This then leads me into point three, which is, for those of you that have been following along, you know that we are playing Pandemic Legacy through the entire year of 2017, one or two games per month, until we reach the end, until we see if we win or not. It's been a lot of fun, and it's very interesting playing that game and seeing how the game evolves over time. But the interesting thing is, we recorded a lot of shows in 2016, so much so that we are basically done with 2017. We have two more or three more games to record in 2017, and we will have the entire year's programming complete in the can, waiting to be released for you. So, what are we doing between now and the end of 2017? We're actually planning for our 2018 game schedule. And if you are a VIP or a Patreon member, you can use the comment section. I put a post up on the site a few days ago. And if you are a Patreon member, you can go in there and you can share your thoughts on the games we should play for 2018. We've already had some great ideas from people. And those will probably be incorporated very soon. But if you have some ideas or suggestions, just go over to the Patreon page or the VIP page, look for the post, and then share your thoughts on which games that we should play in 2018. You are a patron or VIP, so you should become a producer and help us decide what games we should play next year. But that does mean you do need to be either a patron or a VIP. Patreon.com/majorspoilers is where you need to go. And you can find out more about that. And you can sign up and you can help us out and you can help us reach our goals and you can help us grow and do more cool things for years to come. Finally this week, Moops Monster Mashup. That was one heck of a fun game that we played last week. But it didn't come without some controversy, right? You all know what happened. Who could play a card before another person played a card? And we had asked you, the listeners, to share your thoughts on the ruling of whether I could play the card or whether I couldn't play the card based on the way Rob played things. And it seems to be fairly split. We've got Gerald who says, regarding the factory recall card, Rob was right. Consider this, would Steven have played his factory recall card beforehand, before Rob had played the win the combat card? I don't think so. Anon says, just weighing in on the combat recall card, while I agree that Rob perhaps played the duplicate and moop cards too quickly together, giving no other player a chance to respond, I would also point out that the recall says during combat, while the moop card ended combat with a win for Rob. But here's the interesting thing from Jared, who says, at no point does the card that Rob played say that combat is over. It just states the Munchkins win the fight. It's similar to the point where if you're fighting a monster that somehow gets taken out of combat with no monsters left, another player may play a wandering monster back into combat. So while the Munchkins will win the combat isn't over. So in other words, Stephen could have played that card because combat technically wasn't over. Jared also goes on to point out from the FAQ, you may have automatically killed the monster in question, but your fellow Munchkins still have a reasonable time to respond. They probably cannot do anything to help the now defeated monster, but they can still wander in a new one for you to fight. So overall consensus is, yes, Rob won the game, but we are putting the big asterisk next to his name on that one. So that wraps up the Moops Monster Controversy, or controversy if you want to just be that kind of guy. And that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkinland. Thank you so much for downloading. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you head over to youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo and subscribe so you can check out all of the video gameplay that we have over there. It is definitely a lot of fun and stuff that you want to check out. Next week, we'll be into March, so that means we will be releasing another video installment of Pandemic Legacy. Let's see if we can get this one done in one, or if it's going to take up 2 weeks of the month to get it taken care of. Again, thanks so much for checking out Munchkin Land, and we will see you next time. And until then, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.